Welcome to Bats 101. Allow me to break it down for you so you can get to know these creatures a little bit better. Bats are mammals in the Chiroptera family, and Chiroptera means hand wing. And they are the only mammal that can truly fly. Flying squirrels don't count, they just glide. Bats make up 25% of mammals worldwide, making them the second largest order of mammal to rodents. There are more than 1,300 species worldwide, and you can find them on 6 of the 7 continents in the world. Can you guess which one they don't inhabit? These creatures have likely been around for more than 50 million years in one way or another, which is really old, like dinosaur old. Bats, although they may seem like scary pests, are actually the ones who provide essential ecosystem services like pest control, and also pollination and seed dispersal. In fact, bats can eat from 2,000 to 6,000 insects in one night. But besides insects, bats eat fish, small amphibians and reptiles like frogs and lizards. They eat fruit, nectar, and yes, blood, like we talked about a few episodes ago. However, there are only 3 blood-consuming species in the world, and they're mostly found in South America. There are megabats and microbats, and as I'm sure you've guessed it, the categorization is mainly based on size. Microbats are the more abundant species as compared to the megabats, and one other key difference is that the microbats use echolocation and megabats don't. This is simply because megabats typically eat fruit, therefore, they did not need to develop this adaptation. I mean, the fruit usually isn't flying around in the air in all sorts of loop-de-loops, right? It's just sitting on a tree or a vine. In New York State, there are 9 species of microbats, 6 of them being cave-dwelling bats, and 3 of them being tree bats. Bats typically have 1 to 2 pups per year, but usually one, with their breeding season being in the fall. In the winter, they typically hibernate or migrate, and the young lie dormant in the uterus until spring. During the spring and summer, you can find many bats alike in roosts, and you may see a few or a few hundred per roost location, depending on the species. Most bats tend to be highly social creatures, so you may find them working together to raise their young, which is pretty cool. Bats live and roost in various locations, like trees in the forests or in caves. Overall, these creatures are absolutely essential to our ecosystems, and it's important we do our best to preserve and protect them. Tune in tomorrow, where we will dive in a little deeper into the mystery of echolocation. Until next time.